News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
More than half of young people are confused about consent. That is according to a new report released by the National Youth Council of Ireland today. Report author and health promotion officer at the National Youth Health Programme, Lisa Harold, joins us. Lisa, in what way are young people confused about consent?
So good morning, Ciarán. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. Delighted to come on and talk about our new report that we're launching called Let's Talk About Consent. So just to say, we conducted this research with those working in the youth sector, and the youth sector in Ireland encompasses 1,400 full-time staff, over 40,000 volunteers, and it also represents 380,000 young people nationwide, so it is a significant sector. And I suppose consent in young people, it is a big issue, and we wanted an evidence base. So we conducted research with those working on the front line with young people. And as a result now, we have this report. And as you said, there is a high level of confusion that's come out as a result. So the youth workers would have said that the young people they work with are confused in terms of what the actual term consent means, the ongoing process of consent, including the choice to withdraw consent before or during the act. The young people were also confused around the use of verbal and non-verbal cues, so things like body language. And then they were also confused around consent in relationships. So some young people assuming that just because they're in a relationship, that consent is a given, which obviously it isn't. And so the report kind of highlighted that.
Okay. And I suppose the broader implications for this, we've heard a lot lately about things like sexual harassment in third level institutions. And is that, you know, where I suppose the thrust of this concern about consent is that young people are ill-equipped for dealing with, I suppose, sexual relationships in an era where lines can be blurred, and for everyone, I suppose, to feel confident that they know how to behave in a given situation, these things are important.
Yeah, so I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. It's about kind of really increasing young people's confidence skills, relationship building skills. And I suppose just to note, this research was conducted with those working in the youth sector. So, you know, the HEI report would be separate to this. This research was conducted pre-COVID. But just to say, yeah, it's really important to build on those skills. And as a result of all of this research that we've conducted, we've developed two guidance documents. So one for young people and one for youth workers. And both of those documents will be available on our website from next week on youth.ie.
And lastly, Lisa, what are you hoping to achieve? What are you looking for to happen? Are you looking for consent classes to be made mandatory? Are you looking for a broader societal conversation? What would you like to see come from this report?
Yeah, so I think the broader societal conversation, it's already happening, I suppose, and it's great that, you know, the report is getting this coverage. So as I said, we've developed two guides for the youth sector, one for young people and one for youth workers, but we're also developing a training programme for the youth sector. So that's in its pilot stages now, and so the idea then is to roll that out nationwide. As well.
All right. Look, that sounds good. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Lisa Harold there, the author and the health promotion officer at the National Youth Health Programme.